I am thrilled to be here this afternoon, and I'm very grateful to Father Higgins and all my land for the kind of wishes. We are here to go to confer the sacrament of confirmation in honor of this pontifical of us, this gorgeous church dedicated to the Mother of God, and the title of the Immaculate. And today, of course, as you probably know, is the feast of the young woman who I refer to as my sister of love. I have a sister, Nancy, from Colorado. And we have Trevettis, the little flower in heaven. And on this, Proficiat, for those of you who are watching and confirmed tonight, I have a holy card for you. A recent painting of Holy Trevettis, a prayer that you can say that heaven can be a little help in part of heaven. And also for those of you who are being confirmed this evening, you might not realize it, but I, for one, am very inspired by your desire to receive this sacrament tonight, and I mean that quite sincerely. I admire the fact that you and your families recognize the Catholic faith as something so very precious and necessary to us in this life, because it is. And honestly, where would we be without all of you? Where would I be? Not even be with us. Yes, you are about to receive a sacrament, one of the seven sacraments. And each time you receive a sacrament, you receive grace. And the specific grace of confirmation empowers the one receiving it to be a courageous witness of our Catholic faith. And how does that courageous witness play itself? Well, by living a good and a moral life, by being generous and compassionate to other people, especially those who are in trouble, by praying many times every day, by bringing your sins to the confession frequently, by attending Mass every Sunday, Holy Day. And down the line, it could be that you might need to courageously defend our Catholic faith. But you see, confirmation will impress on you this evening a permanent seal or character marking you as a soldier, as one willing to go to battle for Christ, and see slap on the cheek. This is a tough journey. We need to wake up. This road to heaven, as you have come to learn, all of us have, is perilous. It's full of potholes. But if we want to see God face to face, as our Immaculate Mother does, as Saint Therese does, the grace of the sacrament is meant to help you to get to heaven. And I assume you do want to go to heaven. Let me just say, I don't recommend the altar. There's simply no way that I want to spend not 1,000 years, not 10,000 years, but all eternity in absolute sadness and terrible suffering, never having the hope of seeing God face to face. With God's grace, we can attain that glory. So in this life, grace is key. We always want to be in the state of grace. For example, when I go, priests offer Mass. There is tremendous grace at the consecration. What is in one moment on unleavened bread is transformed in its very substance into the body and the blood of the Lord Himself. All the days are, as we say, the accidents, the hope, the feel, the taste, the smell. It's incredible, really. And not only that, if you're not prepared, not conscious of any mortal sin, we're able to receive Him into ourselves. Tonight, you, our young brothers and sisters, seek grace that comes from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And you know, there's a certain amount of responsibility, obviously, in receiving the sacrament of confirmation. Place responsibility upon you. The first precept of the church, and the precepts are basically kind of the minimum requirements for us. The first precept of the church is that we attend Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation without fail. And another one of those precepts is that we go to confession at least once a week, at least once a week. Speaking of which, I personally go to confession about every 3 weeks. I hear confessions far more than that. When I go, having examined my conscience, I clearly state to the priest my sins, and as far as I can remember how many times I've committed them. And I know that when he prays that prayer of absolution, I am completely forgiven of those sins and given the grace to begin again. It's incredible. We are so, so fortunate. My friends, about to be confirmed, your brothers and sisters in Christ. How amazing is our life and our opportunity as Catholics? At every stage of our lives, we have these sacraments. We have access to God's grace as we stumble along. This day, as the apostles did, hiding behind the closed doors of one Pentecost, you will receive the Holy Spirit. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that when the Holy Spirit came, appearing like tongues of flame over their heads, and the sound of rushing wind, the grace that they received in that first outpouring of the Holy Spirit made all the difference in the world. They were then hiding, confused, and afraid, suddenly began to speak courageously in a way that everyone could understand. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that when the Holy Spirit came, that first outpouring made all the difference in the world. As a matter of fact, there would be no church. We wouldn't be sitting here tonight had not those first disciples utterly abandoned every saved, proclaiming Christ risen from the dead. So tonight, those of you who are being confirmed are not just watching this ultimate challenge that began from the apostles. You are actually living it. When you are sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit tonight, God is saying to you, I'm with you. I got you. You know, the apostles and the saints who have gone before us, they were superheroes. They were regular people for the most part, like you and me. People who courageously said yes to God's grace, as you are tonight. Young Catholics like St. Therese, you see, or St. Carlo Acutis have inspired many people to come back to the full practice of the faith. You can easily have that same impact. You have no idea the impression that it makes on people around you. When you, for example, come into this church on Sunday and kneel down to pray before Mass, or when in public you make a sign of the cross, you say grace at a table in a restaurant, or that you bow your head in the name of Jesus. You know, those of you who are younger, many of you will marry and have a family, which is awesome and quite challenging, so they tell me, so they promise. Some, I hope, I pray, will see the pathway to consecrated religious life or the priesthood. But just don't let this moment, this ceremony, be just a fancy moment with a bishop and red bodies. The Holy Spirit is giving us that seven gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, the fear of the Lord. These aren't just words. They're tools to help you, to help us navigate life's obstacles. Wisdom, for example, to make good, right choices. Fortitude, to be brave. Piety, to stay very close to God. These tools, useful. And to the parents and family, sponsors, and everyone, support these good young people. Pray for them as you do here tonight. I'm offering this mass for the 32 or so of you, because the world needs courageous Catholics who love and live their faith. Each of us has a lot of number of years, and when our life is done, we will be judged. And so as we prepare for that moment, in many ways, hear what I say: only God can help us. May the Holy Spirit fill you with His grace to guide you and make you bold for Christ. And may you never forget this moment when you said yes to the greatest of men.